This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Okay, so I love to give random facts. Today, I'm going to share which movie was financed by a food company. Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, October 28th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. First of all, I'm going to tell you that that movie that I said was financed by a food company, it wasn't Super Size Me, financed by McDonald's. No, that didn't happen. But stay tuned. We'll tell you what movie that was. Okay, it is National First Responders Day today. The United States Congress has designated October 28th as National First Responders Day to honor all those who are first on the scene in some of those stressful situations. It's also National Internal Medicine Day today. And hey, come on. As I've said over and over for all of these holidays about people that are working in hospitals, they have had a rough couple of years. Yeah, you think you had it tough, like sitting at home? They had to deal with everybody coming in sick, all this unknown around the pandemic. So Internal Medicine Day, why don't you send a message to your doctor and not saying, what's this? I saw this thing on my leg and I don't know what this is. Don't do that. Actually do a, hey, thanks, doc. You're awesome. Try one of those for today. Okay. Or maybe give them some chocolate because it is National Chocolate Day today. Yeah, chocolate was actually at one point a form of currency. So giving them some chocolate might actually be like paying them. Well, they did that back in the Mayan times, but they also did it during the Revolutionary War. Yes, some of those soldiers that were fighting were paid in chocolate. Can you believe that? my check is melting. I get it. Come on. Chocolate's amazing. There's actually 4 different types of chocolate. There's dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, and blonde chocolate. Dark chocolate, you know, you've got all those heart benefits. And Harvard actually says that if you have some chocolate every day, it's a good thing for your heart. So maybe keep that whole chocolate thing going every day. Chocolate industry is actually worth about $75 billion a year globally. Can you believe that? We're spending that much money on chocolate. Well, if you taste it, I guess it is easy to figure that out, isn't it? Okay, so if I'm going to talk chocolate, well, I've got to talk about that movie that was financed by a food company. Can you guess what it is since I'm talking about chocolate? Well, yeah. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The 1971 movie was actually a commercial. Yeah, really, it kind of was. So Quaker Oats was the one that essentially laid down the entire budget. They put down $3 million to pay for the entire film. That includes salaries, all that stuff for Willy Wonka. Why? They wanted to sell Gobstoppers, Wonka bars, all that stuff. They wanted to do it. And, well, it kind of worked. Now, here's the problem, though. As I said, the movie came out in 1971. Well, the first batch of Wonka bars, they had to be recalled. Yeah, it wasn't good. There was something wrong with them. So they had to pull those back. In fact, they didn't actually get the bars really produced in bulk until 4 years after the movie was released. That's 1975. So you've got all this money that they spent. You'd think that maybe they would have figured out the Wonka bars before that. But then, you know, there's those Oompa Loompas. They do make it difficult. And that chocolate river, come on. And Veruca Salt, she doesn't make it any easier for any of us. Okay, well, the movie, right? The movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was based on a book, an adaptation of a book called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It was written by Roald Dahl. Now, here's the thing with this. He hated the movie. You know how we say, like, the book is always better than the movie? Well, he thought the movie was trash. Yeah, he did not like the movie. He did not like Gene Wilder. He did not like what they did to his book. Like, he just didn't like it at all. In fact, he hated it so much that he wrote into his will that the book's sequel, which was called Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, would never be turned into a movie. It would never be filmed. You believe that? I can't believe that he didn't like Gene Wilder's performance. Come on. Has he seen Johnny Depp? Like, come on. Now that's a performance he shouldn't see. Yeah. Come on. The original movie. That's what it was all about. Right now, I mentioned that it cost about $3 million to make this movie. At the box office, it only made $4 million. Yeah. I'm kind of whispering that because that's embarrassing. I'm sure that's embarrassing for Gene Wilder, the cast, for Quaker Oats, for Paramount. Not a good thing. To only make $1 million over what the budget for the film was, that's not cool. That doesn't spell sequel right there. You could see why they wouldn't even think about making a sequel, because they only made $1 million on the movie. And, you know, you've got distribution, all that fun stuff. So Paramount was not very happy about all of this. So they actually decided to sell the rights over to Warner Brothers. They did that for $500,000. Little did they know that this movie would become a huge cult classic, making Warner Brothers millions and millions of dollars, especially on that Johnny Depp thing that came out, tragically. I wasn't a fan. Can you tell? Yeah. So it was a bad idea to maybe sell the movie. But they thought that maybe this thing wasn't going to make any money. And still, they are selling Wonka bars because of this movie. All right. It is time to take a look at our events for today. And we're going to highlight a birth. A birth in 1955. Yeah, Bill Gates was born on this date in 1955. When Bill Gates was a teenager at Lakeside Prep School, well, he created a video game. It was a tic-tac-toe game. He programmed this tic-tac-toe game to teach a supercomputer that nuclear war was pointless. Oh, wait, no, that was the movie War Games. Okay, but he did make a game, and it could play tic-tac-toe, and that is pretty darn impressive, right? For a teenager back then, like, come on. Now you've got kids doing that on their iPhones. But he was a smart guy, and he still is a smart guy. But back then, he actually scored 1590 out of 1600 on his SATs. Yeah, that's pretty smart. Now, okay, I said that he built this game while he was in high school. Well, did he hack, like, the school grades? Did he hack the SAT? Well, we're not sure about that, but we do know that he did hack one thing in the schools. Yeah, well, so, you know, they let him play around with the computers. And what he did was he made it so all the attractive girls were in his class. I guess helping better his odds of meeting someone attractive. Now that he's single, maybe he's going to do that again. I don't know. Let's keep this guy off of all those dating apps. I think that's probably a good idea. Okay, so after high school, he went to Harvard. However, he dropped out after 2 years. He eventually went on, of course, to co-found one of the most successful tech companies just of all time, right? Microsoft. I don't even need to say the name. You know the name. Microsoft, with one of the worst browsers out there, Internet Explorer, and now Edge. Both of those Internet Explorer browser Edge things, which really it's just the same as Internet Explorer. Both of those suck. I'm just saying. But still, rich guy, smart guy. And in fact, he's got so much money. Can you imagine how much he's going to give to his kids? Oh, I'll tell you, $10 million. Yeah, he actually says that leaving kids massive amounts of money is not a favor to them. So they only get $10 million each. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it was just announced this week that his best-selling book, How to Avoid a Climate Change Disaster, is free to all college students. So if you're a college student and you want to check out that book, you can do it for free. There's a download where you can just get the digital version of that book. I mean, come on. He has the money. He's not going to give it to his kids. So I guess may as well make it free. All right, let's take a look at some of our other birthdays for today. Matt Drudge, 55. Ben Harper, 52. Brad Paisley, 49. Matt Smith, 39. And Nolan Gold is 23. That is your look at October 28th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, head over to our website, thisistodaypodcast.com, to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.